Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhlaka 29 Mphalakazi 2021 uFraxedis Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Hayi. Anginamazi mathule ngiphelele nje. Umuntu nje obejabula last week. Abantu bemhlanganisela nje ukumbonga ukuthi wona into zonke azenzayo esaphila. Understand? And then you find this week umuntu besesishiya nje kanjalo.
Ube ngumkhokheli weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede akasekho.
Liphambanise izilimo lezinyamazana kanye lemizi yabantu ngokwayo. Lezi hlahla zisuke zawonakala kakhulu. Ngingathi ngamafithane izulu langkhona bathi kade lilesiqhotho nomoya omkhulu kakhulu.
Izulu elilesiqotho elize lomoya omningi lichiye ezinye izakhamizi zakomatekenya uward 22 eGwanda zingelandawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilizelwa imizi. Abazali abaningi beZimbabwe bakhala ngokuqansa kwempathalo zesikolo zomnyaka ozayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umkhokheli weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede akasekho. UGumede ubhubhele esibhedlela sempilo kubulawayo namhlanje imini. UJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UGumede udlule emhlabeni namhla emini ngemva kokuba ekhale ngesisu ngolwesibili wagijinyiselwa esibhedlela lapho utholakale khona ukuba engaba ekhathazwa ngamatshe ezinsweni zakhe. Ubhubhe namhla sekuzajaya ihola lesibili emini ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukuba ekwenziwa esinye iscan ukuze abemtholampilo bathole iqiniso lokuba kuyini okwekumkhathaza. UNdumiso Emmanuel Gumede utshone ngemva kwensuku ezimbalwa yenzelwe idili ngabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bembonga ngomsebenzi omkhulu awenzele iqembu leBhoso. Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNation Gogwera laye wayeyingxenye yalabo ababekholisa bendawonye loGumede ngeviki yedluleyo.
Kunanzelelwa ukuthi uyenzelwe umdlalo omkhulu kucelebratewa 48 years zakhe ekuadministration ngelanga leUnity Day isenzelwa eHighlanders Clubhouse. How? Abantu bengananzeleli ukuthi kube kusokuyumvalelisa uNdumiso Gumede ngokumenzela lwana umdlalo eselebratewa iminyaka yakhe yokuphathisa kwezenguqu. Kube isimanga ukuthi kungasuki ezingaki sokuthiwa ayi akasekho.
UGumede ubesele iminyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu yokuzalwa. Uqale ukusebenzela iqembu leHighlanders ngo-1974 engumeli walo esigodlweni iHarare, njalo uphathe izikhundla eziningi kuleli qembu ezigoqela ukuba ngumgcinisihlalo weqembu kanye nokuba ngu-chief executive officer. Uke wasebenzela njalo inhlanganiso ebona ngokuqhutshwa komdlalo wenguqu elizweni yeZimbabwe Football Association. Kolunye udaba olufanayo wayengumdlali weqembu leDynamos u-Isaac Nema udlule emhlabeni izolo ngemva kokuba olunye uhlangothi lomzimba wakhe litholakale lungasasebenzi kuhle. Laye ubesele iminyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu yokuzalwa. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ngonjalo nje umunye owasebenza loGumede uAlexander Maseko owake wakhokhela laye iqembu leHighlanders uxoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ngembali yakhe.
Hayi, anginamazwi madube, ngiphelelwe nje. Umuntu nje obejabula last week. Abantu bemhlanganisela nje ukumbonga ukuthi wona into zonke azenzayo esaphila. Understand? And then you find this week umuntu besesishiya nje kanjalo. Akubuhlungu.
Ya, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Sitshele ukuthi wona wasebenza njani loGumede.
Oh. I mean, we suka kude mina loGumede from into zesport kuHighlanders esiya kuzifa. The main thing engakhuluma ngayo ngakhona besides into zebora. I mean, he was a great administrator, one, two. Why ngu MC emtshadweni wami? So kubuhlungu, you understand? I see him lapana a jaiva, a dancer, very how ekhohliwe baze kunxa abantu bekuya besenza into engani yabhida ngapha bakhuza hayi no no sengicajeni kama sekolo yekanje kanje ake lihlale phansi hey cicha cicha uyazi it's fun and now I'm taking me back ukuthi ngithathe i DVD yami lana ngimbuke manje lapho and I would do that. I've actually missed someone very 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 special.
Yeah, ngasika ngala futhi le bholeni siyabona ukuthi wena u captain weBhoso la wayekhona eduze khona akusitshela ukuthi lalidlelana njani lo Gomes.
Eh, awu Gomes he was man of peace, man of laughter and the serious ngokuthi siwine kuphela wayefuna ukuthi kona nasenjani sikhululeke uma sidlala ibhola. You understand? Sizidlalele nje sibe take I mean be yourself and enjoy the game. Wayengekho strict ngendlela lezi zasibhethe. Yazi kulabanye abantu ababa strict kakhulu but hayi kumzino. Okumzino and I remember also nxa sikade ama game laphana anginika imoto yakhe ithatha abantu abami bohambise luveve. Andazele gwabalanda bahambise ba drive mbuyele back ngemoto yakhe. Ngisho ukumele vele umuntu wabantu you understand. He was just a man of people.
So manje abantu bamkhumbule njani uGomes ngoba vele abaningi sithi uGomes yabo.
You know, to me, yazi uGumede has been a rock and has been a rock of everyone. Why inceda wonke umuntu? Kazange axabalele umuntu, wayengasokeli, wayengelongwali umuntu. Let's remember him as a hero. That's what I can say to me. He's one of the heroes. Sport eZimbabwe nje is a hero. Yeah.
So manje kumele izweleni kufaka isithombe kwenzweni kwele academy wena ngombono wakho ubona ngani kumele kuthweni ngombono wakho sizizana
I think ivele kufuze ukuthi kube lenye i build angazumbe sifake sithi isithombe sakhe thina ngapha uma kuthi abantu bezifa labo bayafuna bemenzile something huge somewhere but at the end of the football fraternity but at the moment thina nje kyaphosa lapana simfakeleni isithombe I would believe me nje uma ungena nje umbone lapho ngizokubethe simfakele isithombe nje simkhumbule. Yani simkhumbule forever. Even labantwana bethu lati nxa sesingaseke bembone. I mean he has done a lot.
UAlexander Maseko wake wakhokhela iqembu leHighlanders Football Club. Lapho ke limuse ixoxa loKips Dube weStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. IZulu elilesiqotho elize lomoya omningi lichiye ezinye zakhamizi zakomatekenya ku-Ward 22 eGwanda zingela ndawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilizelwa imizi. Leli Zulu elinengesonto ntambama lidale umonakalo omkhulu emasimini lawisa lezihlahla. Walbert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Leli Zulu libikwa lidale umonakalo omkhulu kakhulu ngemva kwetshayimizi efika kamathumi amabili lanhlanu. Uwesikwamithi weGwanda uMnumzana Thulani Moyo uchasisa kabanzi ngomonakalo lo.
Liphambanise izilimo lezinyamazana kanye lemizi yabantu ngokwayo. Lezi hlahla zisuke zawonakala kakhulu. Ngingathi ngamafitshane izulu langikhona bathi kade lilesiqhotho lomoya omkhulu kakhulu.
UMnumzana Ngqabotho Ndlovu ngomunye walabo abasele besegcekeni le muli yakhe ethi kube ithuse kakhulu okwenzakale ngesonto.
Into kwaqala izulu lapha ngesikhathi zantambama lapha izulu lankwa lalesiphepho esikhulu kakhulu lilesiqhotho. Singase siphambeni ngoba lamkhosi wami angikwazi ukunde ngakhala vele angikwazi ukuhamba njani vele ngoba lamuntu ngaphuma njani angikwazi amahlahla alaphi afika avala umnyango lapha. Sathwala nzima kakhulu nkosi yami. Hayi impahla ekhaya ngikhuluma umuntu ezinisa amochakala konke ukudla lokhu amochakala kodwa hayi abantwana bakhona bayangani bezibuhlungu kancane mbijana.
UMnumzana Rafael Moyo esinye njalo isakhamuzi sakwamatekenya uthi kakazi abone izulu elinengalendlela lokhu wathethulwa yingwe.
Size ngazala mina nje ngo-1956 angaze ngubone ukuyaqasa ukubona lapha esigabeni sakithi ngoba izihlahla ngasikhala eziningi ngathi bezidliwa ngamagcini sezijile lezihlahla inkathi ezinkulu bezinjani ziphephile ngumoya zawela ezindlini lamaze engaphephuka amaningi.
Okugcizelelwe ngumnumzana James Ndlovu lawo oyisakhamuzi salindawo.
Wonke akulandle enganetala endle ayifulile nje wawusibona kungena ishebe-shebe kungena amanzi kungalala zenge liphumileyo kwezinye indawo kodwa amanzi agcwala ezindlini phakathi kwaba into esimangalise kakhulu leyo. La maphani kakula sihlala sephani silehlamvu kuthi inteki wonke aningamacimba abezidle komile utshani phansi kugelekelane bekutshaya ilonimoya.
Usobhuka kwamatekenya umnumzana Lothi Nkala uthi kube inhlanhla kwangabe lo fileyo kulumonakalo.
Uhlukuluzile abantu ngoba abantu basile bengalakho okokuthi badleni, basile bengalakho ababekulimile kuphelile konke. Kwadilika izihlahla eziningi ezinye eziwela phezu kwezindlu. Kube inhlanhla ukuthi abantu baphile bengafanga.
Ekwethekeleleni kwe-Studio 7 komathekene lamhlanje emini, sithole inhlanganiso encedisa ngaba lengozi ezinje emhlabeni jikelele e-Red Cross isipha izakhamizi ukudla. Umqondisi wale nhlanganiso ezansi emandebeleni, unkosikazi Siphiwe Thina Juma, uchasise ngohlelo lwabo lokuncedisa kwamatekenya.
Njongo ye-Red Cross ukuthi sisize lapho kulezi ngozi khona. Namhla siphathele ama 10 kg impuphu, 2 kg of ichukela, 500 grams isawudo, 750 ml cooking oil. Then iofisi ka DDC la isincedisile ngokubuya lamahlamvu lamanye ama cooking oil lalokho okusetshenziswa ngabomama nxa besesikhathi.
Lanxabe Red Cross sebenelise ukufika kulindawo masinya besabela abantu uncedo lokudla, izakhamiza kumatekenya zisaludinga uncedo ngoba ezinye okusamele zakhe kutsha izindlu. Usikomithi Umoya ukhuthaze uZulu ukuthi akhe izindlu ezilakho kumelana lokuguquka kwemumo omkhathi, njalo zihlanyele kanye lokulondoloza izihlahla ezingaphansi kwemizi ukuze zivikeleke ngezikhathi ezifana lalezi. Lalapho sesakha kutsha zingachaphazi imvelo ngokugamula izihlahla mahlayana zakhe zisebenzise ezinye indlela ezifana lezitina. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7, ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, ngingu-Albert Ncube.
Lanxa omunye wabakhankasela umbuso wentando kaZulu olilunga le-MDC Alliance, uMakhomborero Rosibishe, obevalele okwenyanga ezithile ezedluleyo, etholiswe ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso sebheyo ngumthethwandaba owe-High Court. Amagqwetha akhe athi ulakho ukuqhubeka evalelwe njengoba abatshutshisi besithi ulelinye icala lokuthomba aletheswayo. UMavis Gama usipha lolu daba.
UHaruzibishe ubikwa engasoze akhululwe njengoba abatshutshisi besithi ulelinye icala aletheswayo elilokhe lisemthethwandaba lokuthumba ngesikhathi etshengisela emahofisini awenkampani ye-Impala Car Rentals ephakathi kwexuku labasakhulayo be-MDC Alliance labenhlanganiso yezifundi eye-Zimbabwe National Students Union befuna benkampani le baveze igama lomnikazi wemota eyasetshenziswa ukuthumba esinye isifundi uTawanda Mjeyiwa. Elinye lamagqwetha kaHaruzibishe umnumzana Simon Chabuka uchasisa ngalokhu.
Kukataka utoramba meka chitwa instruction. Atuma kuzwa kunzi ane ime case. We then together with Professor Madubu made an application after that tora nyaya from one of his lawyers. Kuti chati instruction wale tuwa
ekuthatheni kwethu lolu daba asitshelwa okokwenza kasitshelwanga ukuthi ulolunye udaba. Sasesenza isicelo ngemva kokuba mina lo Maduku siluthethe lolu daba.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Mlindelwa Mancitshana uthi okwenzakalayo kuHaruzibishe akumangalisi.
Soloku kuyinto etshengisayo ukuthi asiyindawo njengelizwe, simi ndawonye. So khonoko kutshengisa ukuthi njengelizwe akula lapho siya khona, simi ndawonye, siyakhohliswa njengabantwana beZimbabwe ukuthi kulento eyenzakalayo khona kungelalutho vele.
Udaba obelukhwezwe emthethandaba we-High Court ngolokuthi uHaruzibishe wehluleka ukulandela iziqondiso zakhe ze-bail ngesikhathi ilizwe liku-level 4 ye-COVID-19 lockdown, lapho abikwa engasayanga zibika khona kwabomthetho esezingenise ku-isolation ngemva kokuhlangana lomuntu owayebikwa ele coronavirus. Kodwa umanji uDennis Mangosi waseHarare unqume ngombimbitho ukuba kumele avalelwe uHaruzibishe esithi ngoba wephula ngabomo iziqondiso zakhe ze-bail ayezibekelwe edabeni lwakhe lokuyatshengisela emahofisini abe-Impala, okuyisinqumo esigenqulwe ngumahluli we-High Court uJustice Catherine Mzawazi lamhlanje. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu Mavis Gama.
Abazali abaningi beZimbabwe bakhala ngokuqansa kwembadalo zesikolo zomnyaka ozayo. Ezinye izikolo ezilabafundi abahlala esikolo zikhuphule imbadalo le yaya kunkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisithupha zamadola eZimbabwe, 60,000 Zimbabwe dollars kusiya phezulu. Uthi ezikolo ezizimele zodwa iqalela kunkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili zamadola eZimbabwe, 200,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Ubathabele Masuku usethulela lolu daba.
Izikolo zivulwa mhlaka 10 zibandlela ngo-2022, kodwa abafundi ababhala imihloliso ka-O-Level e-A-Level bona bavula mhlaka 3 ukuze bayeqedisa ukuloba imihloliso. Laloba kunjalo, iningi labazali lithi inhlawulo ezifunekayo ziphezulu kakhulu. Unkosikazi Felicity Matsika ngomunye wabazali abakhonona ngokuqansa kwendleko zesikolo.
Ukukhwela kwamafizi lokhu esikubonayo angazi ukuthi abantwana bazafunda umnyaka ozayo. Mina kunje oseboarding school ufuna 70,000 RTGs angafaki ukudla kwakhe khonapha. Akula muntu ohola imali yonke yonalo. So ukuthi uhulumende avumele ukukhwezwa kwefizi kangaka angazi ukuthi siyabe siyithethe ngaphi imali engaka.
Unkosikazi Linet Maseko, umongi, ukhala ngokuthi izimali ezibizwayo azihambelani leholo.
Ifizi okufanele ngibe sengiyibhadele kufika u-10 January yisalari yami ephindwe yaphindwa. Lapha ngikafaki amabhuku lamayunifomu. So eqiniseni abantwana bama-civil servants kunzima ukuthi bathole imfundo kwizikolo ezenza kuhle. Umntwana seyezahlala etshintsha isikolo njalo nje ngenxa yamafizi. Thina siphatheki kuhle ngalokhu esikwenziwa nguhulumende wethu. Asiphiwe iholo elanelisa ukubhadala zonke iindleko zethu. Asho ukuthi siphile nzima elizweni lakithi.
Unkosikazi Sandra Thebe, omunye njalo umzali, ukhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi angenele kulolu daba.
Nxa imbadalo zesikolo zihlala zikhuphulwa njalo nje, ngibona lokhu ukuthathela abantwana ilungelo labo lokufunda. Siyananzelela kwamanye amazwe imfundo yimahala. Kungani uhulumende wethu laye engahlolisisi lokhu laye afunde kulabo abenza kuhle kulokhu ukuze sanelise ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lethu sibe lenkhwica mfundo eziningi lathi.
Isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezemfundo uMnumzana Thawungana Ndoro uthi ukwengezwa kwembadalo zesikolo kumele kuqale kuvunyelwane phakathi kwabazali lezikolo andukana kwamukelwe lugatsha lwakhe.
If there is any increment, it has to be approved through the ministry. Parents are supposed to agree with the school authorities on the increment so that it is justifiable. So parents need not to panic about the school fees issues.
Ugatsha lwezemfundo lukubeka sobala ngamanyathelo okufanele alandelwe nxa kusiyaba lenguquko yembadalo zesikolo. Nxa kufanele ikhuphuke, kufanele ivunywe lugatsha lwethu, njalo kufanele abazali kanye labaphathi besikolo bavumelane imali abazakhweza ngayo. Ngalokhu abazali kanye labaphathi bezikolo kabehlise umoya ngodaba lwendleko zesikolo.
Uhulumende ucine ukukhuphula iholo lezisebenzi zakhe yenyanga kaNtulikazi ngesilinganiso sokungamachumi amane lanhlanu kusiya kumachumi amahlanu ekhulwini, i-45 to 50%. Ngenyanga kaLwezi, uhulumende uphe izisebenzi zakhe ibonus ngedola leMelika. Kuviki ephelileyo, inhlanganiso emele izisebenzi zonke zikahulumende kanye labameli bakahulumende bebehlangene bekhuluma ngeholo lezisebenzi zikahulumende. Inhlanganiso emele izisebenzi ithi ifuna izisebenzi zithole iholo ngedola leMelika, kodwa uhulumende kakaphi impendulo kulokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje uhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela owenziwa ngabadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe. Esigabeni sethu lapho esixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanye amazwe, namhlanje sixoxa loMnumzana Nkululeko Letha uManjinela osanda kuqansa intaba enkulu yasezwekazi le-Afrika, iMount Kilimanjaro. uLetta wasemsebenzini kwele Tanzania ngaleso sikhathi wezwa esiba lo mdlozela ukuqanza intaba le, wahlawula amadola aphezulu kwenkulungwane eyodwa $1,200 abaphethe ukwethekelela intaba uKilimanjaro. Wahamba umango ofika isilinganiso samakhilomitha angamashumi amane lambili, 42 kilometers, esiya esiqongweni sentaba le. Ubehamba ekhathalelwa ngabampha ukudla, abamlungisela indawo yokulala, labahlola isimo sakhe somzimba kanye labo bhotabhota entabeni le ngobuciko obuphezulu. Uthethe amalanga amabili ukuze ayifika esiqongweni sentaba le elesiqongo esedlula zonke iintaba zasezulu yaseAfrika. Uthethe amalanga amabili ukuze ehle njalo intaba le. Ake sizwe exoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ngohambo lwakhe.
Ifuna not only umzimba oqinileyo reasonably, akumelanga ukuthi angikhole ukuthi kufunakala umuntu o super fit, but umele ube reasonably fit physically. And but into ebaluleke kakhulu ikugcina engqondweni ukuthi uyazi injongo yakho yokufuna ukuqansa intaba, and uzimisele ukuthi come what may. Kungaba njalo nje ukuthi okunye kungaba sokuthi too much, but as long as kuyibunzima lobuyana obungekho life threatening, hayi kuyabe kufuna ukuthi ingqondo yakho ikutshele ukuthi masiqhubeke siqanise le ntaba.
Kwenokokwenza ukuthi uze uqanise intaba leyo abanye abantu beyisaba kangako?
Ngangilo mcabango okuyiqanisa nje, but ngingela plani ukuthi ngiza kwenza nini. But kwenzakala ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi ngangihambe ngomsebenzi eTanzania kuregion yonaleyo eMosh, and I spent a week ngingikhonangale. And then I met a lot of people, including ama-agents laba abathatha abantu bebaqansisa uMount Kilimanjaro. So bangikhuthaza ukuthi njengoba usuhlala isikhathi esingaka usuaclimatizile, and you don't look, you are reasonably physically fit, awufuni na ukuzama ukuthi uqanise lawo intaba. And abaningi bakhona babesithi thina sisaqansa, abanye basithi sazama ukuqansa sisafikanga. So yenza ngifune lami ukuthi kahle ke ngizama. I had some time on my hands, so ngathi mina mhlawumbe this is my chance to ukuthi ngiyenze le nto. So that was the only motivation I had, other than ukuthi ngangivele ngifuna ukuthi at some point in life I would want to do that. But ukuthi ngikwenze ngaleso sikhathi kwaba nje ikukhuthazwa ngabantu ababe engangihlangana nabo ngaleso sikhathi.
Yes, ngathi waxaza intaba leyo wafika khathana kanganani?
Anyi baba.
Yes, waxaza intaba leyo wafika kanganani? Waxaza kanganani entabeni leyo?
Bengisho ukuthi intaba i-distance it's 42 kilometers. So ngathatha 3 days ukuqansa i-42 kilometers zangakhona, then 2 days coming down. Ngoba coming down is much easier. Ngoba you gradually improve the oxygen supply. And the excitement nje ukuthi you've managed to conquer the mountain, so you are very happy ukuthi you are now going back and really super excited. So it was a total of 5 days.
Yes, so singathi khonapho ke baba Letta uqansa khonapho wafika esiqongweni kumbe wafika kwesinye
isibanga? Yes, ngafika esiqongweni ngempela, and ngoba esiqongweni kwakhona umele bathi bona you shouldn't spend more than 20 minutes. Umele uthi 20 minutes, you look around, you take pictures, and then you make your way down. Bathi awumelanga uhlale imzuzu edlula i-20 ngoba umzimba uyabe usukhathele ngokuswela i-oxygen or nge-oxygen limited. So umele uphumuze and uphumuze ama-lungs akho ukuthi aqalise ukuba le-oxygen ewajayeleyo. Otherwise kuyaba le-collapse and then you can lose uyaluza but consciousness angazi ukuthi ngathini ngesiNdebele.
Ye uyaphela umoya. So ke kunjani ukuya phezulu khona ngale sikhongweni? Kunjani?
Hey, in terms of what the scenario or just a feeling nje yokuthi uqansa kanjani?
Ye konke koroko.
Ye. I scenario ukuthi i vegetation yakhona ayikho inhle kangako, it's all lay vegetation engakhuli kakhulu and engabi green kakhulu. But kunzima sibili ukuqansa ngoba uyabungela qiniso ukuthi umzimba wakho uzawuthatha njani, uza responda kanjani kuselakala kwe-oxygen phengaphezulu. Ngangibona abaningi especially abadala asebekhulile babethwele amatanki e-oxygen umuntu ele 5 liters ze-oxygen on their backs, like ogogo labokhulu abavele eJapan lezi abokorea babethwele ama-oxygen tank ngemuva so ukuthi abancedise ukuphefumula.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Letta isizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala kule South Africa limzexoxa lapho uLegisi Msube esejohannesburg kwele South Africa. Kwezemidlalo, abaqeqeshi beqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors namhla bethule uluhlu lwabadlali abangamashumi amabili lantathu abazamela ilizwe kumncintiswano we-Africa Cup of Nations ukele Cameroon ekuqaleni kukazibandlela. Kubika uJoseph Njanji, intethele zindaba yethu yezemidlalo.
Lapha badlali ngababalisa onozinti abathi uPetros Mari, uTopet Shumba kanye loMartin Mapisa, imvimbi uGodnos Muruira, uGerald Takwara, Onesimo Pasera, uBruce Kangwa, uPeter Mudua, uTeenage Khadebe, uTakudzwa Chimwemwe, uAlec Mudimu kanye loJordan Zemura. Abadlali benkabeni yenkundla uThabani Kamusoko, uKunda Ibhenyu, uIshmael Wadi, uNeva Tikere, uKelvin Mazongwe, ukuda kwashe Mahachi kanye loCaptain weqembu uKnowledge Musona. Abagadli uPrince Dube, uTinotenda Kadewere, uAdmiral Muswe kanye lo David Moyo. Iqembu lama-Warriors lisuke namhlanje lilubhekise kwele Cameroon lapho elikusibaya sika Group B ndawonye lele Malawi, iGuinea kanye leSenegal. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ngehlukane zihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Obe ngumkhokheli weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede kasekho. Izulu elesiqotho elize lomoya omningi litshiye ezinye zakhamizi zakumatekenya kuward 22 eGwanda zingela ndawo zokuhlala ngemva kokudilizelwa imizi. Abazali abaningi eZimbabwe bakhala ngokuqansa kwembadalo zesikolo zomnyaka ozayo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje olivalelisayo uPraxitus Jeremiah. Ngisithi asidibaneni ngo-4:46 kusasa ekuseni. Abangenelisa ngokuzwa indaba zethu lelakho zilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.